Hi, y'all. 大家好。So last week I posted an episode 13 that was a little bit different. 所以上个星期我发布了一个有一点不一样的第13集。So I was experimenting with having 50% of the episode in Chinese. 所以我当时是在做一个实验，就是 50% 的故事是中文 and 50% of the episode in English. 50% 是英文。So thank you so much for the feedback. 谢谢大家给我留的反馈。So I've decided to go back to the original version of the podcast. 所以我最后呢还是决定返回到原来的故事模式，那就是一对一的这个中英文讲故事。And so that is the English and Chinese fully bilingual version. All right, so here it is, the episode 13, The Dragon Palace Remade, 第十三集龙王宫。好，我们开始讲故事吧。Let's begin our story.上次我们说到 ,when we left our story last, the Monkey King Sun Wukong had just stolen all the weapons from 傲来国。美猴王孙悟空刚把傲来国所有的兵器都偷走了。Soon, 没过多久 ,every single monkey on 花果山 had a weapon to call their own。花果山上每一只猴子都有了自己的拿手兵器。Every monkey, that is, 每一只猴子除了美猴王 except for the Monkey King. What's wrong, Great King? 怎么了，大王？ The monkeys asked. 猴儿们问。These weapons, 这些兵器都太轻了。They're all much too light, 悟空 replied. 悟空答道。Not a single one suits me.没有一件适合我。这时候 ,at this point, 四只老猴子站了出来。Four old monkeys came forth. The first was the monkey who had led all the monkeys to the waterfall. 第一只猴子是带领猴群找到瀑布的那一只。第二只是让美猴王去找神仙的那一位。And the second was the monkey who sent the king on a search for an immortal. 第三只是建议悟空去傲来国找兵器的。The third had suggested 悟空 visit the kingdom of 傲来 for weapons. And now the fourth spoke. 这时候第四只猴子说 My king, 大王 these weapons were made by mere mortals.这些武器都是凡人造的。但是您已经成仙了 ,but you are now a god. To find a weapon worthy of you, 要找到配得上您的武器。You must look to the gods as well. 您得去向神仙要啊。The little silver river underneath 水帘洞's bridge.水帘洞中桥下那条小银河其实可深了。It runs deep. In fact, it will lead you straight to the palace of the 东海龙王。事实上顺着它可以直接去到东海龙王的宫殿。The Dragon King of the Eastern Seas. Great King, 大王。Why don't you ask the Dragon King for a worthy weapon instead?
您何不去问问龙王，找他要一件合适的兵器？
And so, 于是 悟空 set off towards the palace of the Dragon King of the East. 悟空往东海龙王宫出发了。美猴王潜入了小桥下面的小银河。And the Monkey King dived into the little silver river under the gleaming bridge.
他念了一个水中呼吸的咒语。
He murmured a spell for underwater breathing and began to swim.
他游啊游啊
And he swam deeper and deeper,
潜得越来越深,
until the water grew as black as night,
直到水暗得像夜晚一样。
After swimming for a long time,
游了好久好久,
悟空 saw light again,
悟空又看见了光亮。
He had arrived at the palace of the Dragon King.
原来他已经来到了龙王的宫殿。
这时候, the Dragon King was drinking tea when 悟空 arrived.
龙王正在喝茶呢。
悟空大摇大摆地走进宫殿。The Monkey King swaggered into the palace,
直接去到了龙王宝座前,
heading straight for the dragon throne.
一对螃蟹警卫气喘吁吁地跟在他的后面,
and a pair of crab guards scuttled in after 悟空, panting to keep up.
Who is this? 谁呀这是?
The Dragon King asked.
龙王问。
Great King, 龙王, the crab guards gasped.
螃蟹警卫喘着大气说道,
We couldn't stop him from coming here. 我们实在没法拦住他。他说, he says, 他是我们的邻居, he's our neighbor.
悟空 laughed.
悟空笑着对龙王说, and said to the Dragon King,
我是花果山, the whole
王。I am the Monkey King of 花果山, and I am in need of a weapon.
现下我需要一件兵器。
And I've heard that you have quite a few treasures.
我听说您有不少宝贝。
The Dragon King nodded.
龙王点了点头。
The royal armory was indeed full of weapons.
皇家军械库里的确装满了兵器。
He could spare a small one for this monkey-faced god.
他还是可以分享一件小的给这一位猴脸神仙。
He ordered his soldiers to bring the Monkey King a weapon.
他命令士兵去拿一件兵器给美猴王。
不久, before long, 一位鱼儿士兵拿了一把剑过来。 A fish soldier swam into the room carrying a sword.
悟空拿起剑试了试说,
悟空 picked it up and tested it.
Too light, he said. 太轻了。
龙王皱了皱眉头。
The Dragon King frowned.
他心想, Too light, he thought to himself.
太轻。我得好好教训教训这猴子。
I'll teach this monkey a lesson yet.
把沉重的兵器给我拿过来。
Bring me something very heavy, the Dragon King commanded.
龙王命令道。
很快, and soon,
六位大鲨鱼士兵游了进来。
Six shark soldiers swam into the throne room,
背上驮着一把巨大的叉子,
carrying a massive pitchfork on their backs.
Ha! thought the Dragon King,
龙王心想。
我倒是要看看这小猴子怎么把这个拿起来。
I'd like to see this puny monkey try and pick this up.
悟空游到了鲨鱼士兵身边,
and 悟空 swam over to the shark soldiers.
只用一只手 and with just one hand, 便拿起了大钢叉。
He reached out and picked up the steel pitchfork.
他一边轻松地转动着钢叉,
he twirled it lazily, 一边对龙王说, and he looked at the Dragon King and said,
轻,太轻了。
Light, much, much too light.
老龙王 old dragon, 没有更重的吗?
Can't you do better than this?
龙王惊呆了。
The Dragon King was stunned.
轻, light, he gasped.
他惊叹道。
这钢叉可有3600斤重。
This pitchfork is 3,600 pounds.
这可是我们这儿最重的兵器了。
This is the heaviest weapon we have.
好吧 ，Well， 龙王喃喃自语道。The Dragon King murmured to himself，
我这儿有一神奇的铁棒。
There is the magic iron rod，
连我也从未将它搬起移动过。
That not even I can lift or move。Why not? Give this monkey a try.
要不就让这猴子去试试。
他搬不动。
When he fails, 他肯定也就走了。
He'll surely leave us alone.
悟空的耳朵可尖了。
悟空's sharp ears had heard the Dragon King's every word.
他听到了龙王说的每一个字。
Marvelous!
哈哈，太太棒了！悟空 laughed.
Old dragon, 老龙王，带路吧
，lead the way. 小猫宝宝们 ，Hi Panda Cubs, we leave our story here for today. 今天的故事就讲到这里了。What is this magic iron? 那是一个怎样神奇的铁棒呢? And what happened next? 接下来怎么样了呢? We'll continue the story next time. 我们下次再说。Goodbye. 再见。